Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Do I always beat you? I'm sorry.
That's all right. Welcome back, man.
Well, thank
I feel like
you.
I haven't seen you in a year.
Well, and you should count yourself amongst the lucky, because some people did see me.
Blessed. I'll go a step higher. I am blessed to be in the presence of Jeff Katz.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much.
You got a little sun. I thought you went to New York.
I did. But, I took the Jeff Katz version of a couple of days off, which is always a little weird, right? Because we go, hey, are you on vacation? Yeah, I can't talk to you now. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm doing the morning show in Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So. And John Kier, incidentally, thanks you very much.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. It's always fun to sit in. Well, you know, you're a Boston guy. It's just always nice to kind of reconnect with some of the folks up there.
Yeah, I bet you feel like you're kind of up there.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people think that like you still fly in and do it like the old days, which would be kind of cool if you could.
It could, but
where are you at?
I barely shuffle from the house to the plaque shack to do anything at this point.
The plaque shack.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So you, my friend, are looking good. You're out on the lake, or you'll be out on the lake.
Oh,
right.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. And I just wanted to pass sympathies along to you as well as congratulations. Let's do the congratulations first.
Yes.
Because one of your lovely sisters got married.
Yes, Leanne.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, she did. It was amazing, awesome. And you know, her dad died when she was two. So I had to kind of take over, and I got to go down there. I walked her down. So I was kind of part of the wedding party, kind of not. So I could kind of do whatever. I didn't have to be stressed. I was walking around messing with people. Kind of annoying person. And so I got to go down and see her about 5 minutes before they called her up. And I walked in and she goes, don't you make me, because she's all made up pretty.
Aww.
We couldn't help it. We were just bawling. And just prayed and we're just real thankful to God that she found a good man, great man.
Yeah.
And they made a family. He's Jarrell's got a few kids and she has two kids. So
okay.
Nice. Awesome.
Nice.
Couple. Yes.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Yes, and then, Leanne.
And then condolences, because the Boston Celtics did not quite pull off. Now, look, two of the games you could absolutely blame on the referees.
Officiating. And
right?
If Adam's in there, he knows, like,
Golden State Warriors had three extra guys on the hard court.
Definitely game two, and definitely, I think, let's see, game five they did. So, you know, I'm not one to cry and complain. You do have to play through it, but when there's a 30-foul disparity, like by halftime, you know, you don't need Steph Curry. I'm just going to tell you, if you've never watched NBA, and this isn't a sport, but there is nobody in the world that has ever shot the basketball like him.
Really?
Not even, I mean, Bird,
Larry
Ray Allen.
No,
Bird. Bird probably could have.
Metalark Lemon?
No.
Curly Neal?
No. Jeff,
it's my
focus.
Team.
Focus.
Harlem Globetrotters. Greg Henson's on the show every year.
Squirrel. Oh, yeah. you can't bang on this. We almost just lost our sound. He banged on the studio table, and there's this old like 1965 mic thing that if you hit it, the solder joint loses. True. So anyway, I'll just tell you, it was very hard. Yeah. But I will give props. It was hard because the Celtics were a better team.
Okay,
like they were better, nobody's going to deny it. But you know, they're a young team, and so I live even more so than cars. I bleed green, but it's hard because it's political. The refs are a kind of political thing. It's starting to turn into like the WWF. So it's hard for me to watch the sport. You know, I'm like, just let them play. Like LeBron James, they don't need help from the ref. That's what same thing with Jordan, right? They don't need the help. They're already the best players in the world. So
All right,
I digress. But yes, they did lose, still made it to the Eastern Conference, made it to game six in the finals, lost in Boston, which was only the second time in finals history that's happened.
Oh.
And so yeah, we're devastated, but we're looking forward because the Lake It has my name tonight.
Okay.
And I won't be thinking about the Celtics tonight.
You won't be thinking about anything except that lake is what you're going to be thinking about.
Yes.
As well you should. All right.
Thank you.
Well, very cool.
So where are we?
Well, we are...
In case you've never listened before.
Yes, we are in the garage is where we are because it's a Saturday morning in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Woo!
And Jeff, because I sort of kind of come and hang out as well. But I want to remind everybody that what we do during this particular little program, which is allow you to ask the car whisperer, Stan Andruski, the best auto tech anywhere in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Too kind.
Some questions, you know, hey, I've got a sound that's happening or something's not happening or my door's not, you know, whatever the issue is.
And I'm not better than the great one.
All right.
So but he's retiring soon, but I'm not better than the great one.
The second better be retiring best soon. Auto tech. In the Commonwealth. How's that?
I'll take that.
All right. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, during the week, of course, you find Stan at Certified Auto Repair. Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And as we talk about every week, if you're coming like on Staples Mill, you're looking for Hermitage, and you'll turn there right where that that blue
Lidl
store
Lidl.
Is. Lidl. Lidl.
Robbie had your week last week, so Robbie said Lidl, but yes. I mean, it's a Lidl, but it's Lidl.
Lidl.
Yes.
Lidl. All right. Well, that store.
Yes.
The discount store. The blue store.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, but it's a good store.
You have to wait in line a couple extra minutes most sometimes, but
all right.
They have like everything you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you find you at Certified Auto Repair, 804-553-9777, right?
Yes.
That's the number during the week. And the number during this particular program is 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. In addition to all the good questions, we normally come in with a couple of issues we're going to have to address. You've got some very interesting things about BG and service. We'll talk about that. We do our trivia question, our car trivia question each and every week. And this week, Stan, I'm just going to throw it out there right now. We're not necessarily looking for everybody to answer it right now, but back in 1913, some cars really classed up their look.
Classed up
their look.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be so wide open. I'm asking you why, what happened. People will be able to figure it out. Kelly is in Moseley. Now, listen. We got temperatures today probably, once again, pretty close to 100, right? 97, 98.
Ooh, yeah.
Kelly's got an air conditioning question. I just think we got to get Kelly.
Yeah, we had a lot of AC work last week and actually the week before. So
yeah.
We're approaching a super hot June right now,
yeah.
Believe it or not. Like it's a wicked hot.
It sure is.
June. So
sure
we had outside the shop yesterday, it was 101.
Ugh.
And it did, you know, it, I think officially in Richmond was like 98 or something, but it was 101 outside.
101. And you know what that means, of course, inside the shop, the techs don't wear pants just to stay cool. Now they're in the back, you're not going to see them. You don't have to worry about
that. The ladies there would appreciate that. So I would say that's a negative.
Negative? All right.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I may have misunderstood the memo then. Kelly, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making
your call. I have a 2002 Toyota Sequoia that's developed an intermittent cooling problem. The pressure is okay. I've checked that. But in the morning, it blows really nice cold air.
Uh-huh.
The hotter it gets during the day, it just seems to give up on the cool air.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, have you put a thermometer in there and just seen how much it's dropped?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. But it's on the 90-degree days, it just feels like there's nothing cool coming out of it.
Yeah.
This morning, it's nice and cold air coming out.
Okay. So one of the things to check is, realistically, is your cooling fan, okay? Because the hotter it gets outside, the less efficient that the condenser on the front of the car can be, right? So you want to check cooling fan, make sure there's nothing, no leaves in between your grill and the condenser, which should be, you should be able to see the condenser through the grill on that truck, but if you open the hood, you certainly could see it. It'll be on the front of the truck, but make sure there's nothing between that and the radiator. You know, make sure the car's off while you're looking. Make sure there's nothing. If you have an electric fan, which I think that year did, but if not, make sure there's nothing, no pieces missing off the fan blades. That's the most common thing that happens right there. You know, the other thing you could do is you could verify it literally by also when it is acting up or when it's hotter, then you check the pressures. If you've checked it when it's hot, there's almost no way they can be right, because you're either dealing with efficiency or something else going on in the system, and the pressures would be much higher if it's not on the high side, if it's not cooling. So if the fan's not able to cool the condenser now. So I would look in that area, make sure there's no nests, no leaves, nothing like that in between there. A plastic bag, we've seen a plastic bag get up going down a highway. We've seen roof shingles, you know, tar paper just stuck up on the condenser, and then you pull it off, and literally it's that easy to fix.
Wow.
That would start there.
Yeah, I was wondering about it being belt-related. If the belt, when it gets heated up, might be slipping on it or not providing the revolutions that it ought to be.
So it could be. So you could get, you know, if it's a... I don't know that that's a... Yeah, it's a clutch fan. So the other thing is the fan clutch itself could be bad, but, you know, you could... There's a way for testing that, too. The hotter the vehicle gets, the more airflow you should feel going over top of the engine. Of course, you don't want to put your hand near the fan, but you could kind of have somebody rev it up and put your hand back halfway up the engine, you know, a foot away even if you had to, and it would, you know, you'd be able to feel a difference when it got hot. It's just kind of a feel thing, but mm-hmm. We could see it, we could look at it, but if you're tinkering with it at home, those are the things you would look for.
How's that, Kelly?
Yeah, and everybody I talk to about looking at it is telling me, come back and see us in July.
No, certified can, we'd find some time to see you. We just hired our fifth ATEC. We're still taking applications because we're looking for second location for everything. But,
wow.
But right now, if you call certified Monday, I'm quite certain that we'd be able to get you in sometime during the week. Now, the schedule is packed because it's mid-June or, you know, but just talk to Robbie. And he'll get you in. They'll find a way to get you in.
How's that, Kelly? Give him a call. Yeah, Monday morning. Call Robbie, 804-553-9777, and he'll get you in there. Now, just because I wasn't here last week, and so my automotive wisdom was not shared, let me suggest to you, Kelly, if it is cooling in the morning but not cooling in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do all your driving in the morning. You'll be good.
Drive everywhere you need to before 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I don't think he found it funny.
Kelly,
or he was gone. I'm good.
Kelly's like, yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. All right, fine. I'm not an ATEC.
Welcome back, Jeff.
We'll talk about it. I am wrong. I'm sorry. Nobody said that, did they? But 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By the way, 1913, some cars really classed up their act.
You're really stuck in the 1913s area. I swear it's like the fifth question from 1913.
I'm running out of questions, man. I'm telling you, the next trivia question is going to be like, how many doors do you find on a four-door sedan? I mean, that's where we're headed. So this is the last tough trivia question for a while. 833-804-1140. We'll talk about the prizes. We'll talk about apparently stepping up the maintenance schedule for some stuff. This is going to be a big issue, my friends. 833-804-1140. Now, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski. As I said, during the week, you're going to find Stan over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And if you hear something that doesn't quite sound right in your car, today's a good chance to chat with Stan, see if he can kind of give you a way to go, and then during the week you'll find him at Certified, 804-553-9777. You are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Keep life in the fast lane. Surely make you new.
I'm
Whoops. My mic was on.
It was on, no doubt.
No
about
worries.
It.
There's no extra charge for this at all. I'm not. Y'all don't even have to. I know that we don't need the tip jar. People are going to stop by the station, start throwing money out there in a bucket.
That's
I don't
right.
need it.
That's right. Okay. That's, all right.
I mean, you can give me money if you want.
Of course.
But you don't have to do that.
$5. $5 will get you.
You're lucky I'm not singing some Christopher Cross right now because he can kill it.
Oh, man.
A little high pitch, but he can.
Well, you are.
Mics are not good enough in here for that.
In the garage with Stan Andrewski, and apparently in the lounge with our lounge singer, Stan Andrewski, at the same time, right?
Which is funny because I took my son Trevor to Christopher Cross a couple years ago. He came, he liked, you know, Ride Like the Wind and all this stuff, and Trevor really never knew that he was that big and a guitar like that. And they had these two girls that were just kind of, I don't know what you call it. They're just like, you know, like dancing over to the side, snapping their fingers, a little ditty bopping. He goes, "Dad, what's that?" I said, "It's what they used to do."
Yeah.
They used to do. But he absolutely fell in love with Christopher Cross. So,
oh, my gosh.
He sang more than just sailing and stuff. So it's
true.
It's,
all right. Well, you're going to take Trevor to a yacht rock concert.
Actually,
this year?
That's what they were doing.
Of course
that.
They were. Yes.
Did you see that?
No.
Kenny Loggins was there. They actually sounded, they're like 70 years old and they sounded phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we digress again.
I'll tell you what, Heidi loves Yacht Rock. You know what I got her last year? I got her yacht one of those rock. Little Captain and Tennille hats that she could
really
wear
did.
For his yacht for the Yacht Rock thing.
I really didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You know who's really good, actually? Now, this is totally unrelated to cars, except you
can
turn your radio on and hear it. There's a band called Three Sheets to the Wind. And they are like the king of yacht rock in Central Virginia. And the only reason I know about them is because some mutual friends of ours, Jamal and his lovely bride, Sakina, are like huge Three Sheets to the Wind fan. Yeah. And they're coming to Short Pump, I don't know, next week or the week
after. We were just
after.
Talking about Jamal.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Awesome.
All right. So I want to talk about increasing the maintenance, because we were having this conversation before we came in the air. Quickly, Lisa's out in Powhatan. Now, she wants to venture a guest stand. We didn't even ask for anybody.
Powhatan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and also, this trivia question is brought to you by Advanced Auto Parts.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic.
Thought I'd throw that in there. Ryan was here last week. He did really good.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Yeah. So the trivia question is, it's like the last hard one, I'm telling you. It's something happened in 1913. 1913, some cars really classed up their act.
They started writing Wizard of Oz.
No.
There's no place like home.
No.
Except for Smith Mountain Lake. Go ahead.
Ah, Lisa, Powhatan. Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm really enjoying your show, even though I'm not very mechanical. That's interesting. And funny.
Obviously,
here.
You don't have to be.
Exactly.
But thank you. Thank you. Good.
All right, so what's your answer for this question?
A hood ornament.
A hood ornament. No.
But I love it. I never thought that that's a great answer.
It is a great answer, though.
Love
Lisa,
you guys for coming up with that.
That is
awesome.
A great
answer. It's
a
great name, too.
It's wrong, but it's a good answer.
Well, her name's really good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lisa, I appreciate that call. So, Stan, you mentioned Advanced Auto Parts, Ryan, and, you know, a lot of times people are thinking about maintenance when you're going into an auto parts store, Advanced Auto Parts. So give me some idea, because we've got these numbers, and as you've pointed out for a long time now, maintenance numbers are all created by the salespeople, right? Because they want you to buy their car and think, oh, I never have to do anything to it. But things are changing.
Used to be the engineers, right?
Yeah.
But you have to find a way to justify $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 cars and trucks and, you know, what your houses used to cost. So, and it does, you know, I'm not trying to blame them, right?
Right.
I mean, we know what's happened with inflation. We see gas at $47 a gallon.
Exactly.
Right? So they're getting ready to boot half gallons and course. But anyway, so maintenance, it does matter. It's a big deal. And so, what was the question, Squirrel?
Things are changing with maintenance. The numbers are changing.
Yes. All right,
they're lower.
You. Sorry, y'all. I had no focus factor this morning. So, we've got to get this done. We've got so much stuff to talk about. All right. Maintenance are changing. It used to be the engineers that did it.
Right.
And that changed. What they did was they started having a sales team handle it so that they could look like if you owned a Toyota, you owned a Ford, you needed less maintenance than you did if you owned a Chevy, vice versa.
Sure.
They fight back and forth.
Yep.
Car truck of the year depends on really how much your maintenance costs are, along with some other variables, right?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we talk about BG all the time, right?
Yep.
We talked about Advance Auto, now we talk about BG. BG products, we had a car come in last week. And 44,000 miles.
Okay.
Most cars since about 15 are starting to go what's called direct injection. It's more efficient, but it's also different than what the original fuel injector was designed to do, right? So you're getting carbon built up on these valves long before you even need a tune-up. This thing's running like you need a tune-up.
Wow.
Right? Plugs the last 100,000 sometimes now, and it's running terribly. Well, the direct injectors go down directly into the piston, so they're not washing off the valves anymore. European cars have done this as well, and they've had a lot of issues in the years. Way more efficient, but very also way more dirty for the inside of your engine. So BG offers an induction service. You know, they recommend about every 30,000. You're going to probably start seeing some recommendations even earlier than that for some of these cars. You got to understand this car is 42,000 miles and it's built up enough carbon.
Yep.
You remember carbon like in the 70s? It's built up enough carbon to make it actually not be able to close the valves all the way. So you got to, if they had done it at 30, it probably would have been fine and it would have been under warranty from BG. I mean, who else does that? BG Products has a warranty on their stuff. But they're probably going to have to start going lower because you have to, BG is not just a one and done thing,
right?
It helps if you do it, but people have to understand this is preventative maintenance. So in every dollar you spend in preventative maintenance, we've talked about this, you're saving last year's number or 2020's numbers were $3 to $5. I bet you it's probably closer to $8 to $10 with the price of things right now.
Gotta be.
In repairs. So every dollar in maintenance you spend, you save $8 to $10 per dollar or per repair item.
Yeah.
So pretty crazy over the life of the vehicle. So just remember, I mean, we have all that information. Robbie, Chris, our technicians, we're all educated on when you should be doing what.
Yep.
And we'll suggest things as well to BG if we start seeing stuff like this so they know.
Okay.
But and BG can be found anywhere in Central Virginia, really anywhere in the country. They've been out for 30 years. I've been using them. I've never seen a product like theirs at all. All their products are good. And they make a system that just goes in there and preventatively, you go in there and you clean it.
Hang on to that thought because I want to follow up on that, Stan, because we want to talk about BG and their involvement and how they are keeping cars on the road longer and safer. You are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Raised up from under my hood and he shook his head, said this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk, one size too small.
You know, that's happened, that's, right?
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
The timing belt has shrunk and your muffler is unraveled. And how many doors stand on a four-door sedan?
Is it one, two, three?
That's going to be the trivia question next week. Three.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, right? All right, the trivia question this week is...
Four. There's four.
There are four. What about the trunk? Is that counted as a door?
No.
No. Okay. 1913, some cars really classed up their look.
Yes. And the prize. So should we discuss?
All right, tell me what the prize is.
You're going to get a free oil change, certified auto repair. Why do we do that? It's the number one thing that people have done to their car.
Sure.
So it's the most likely thing that will help somebody.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to suggest, which nobody does ever, if you want to suggest we give something else away, then throw some suggestions in a box because we get all kinds of other stuff. But questions. So we're going to do that. We're also going to do Ryan from Advance also got us some Advance Auto tumblers and the little Yeti cup. We're going to give one of each of those away.
Wow.
And then also the car wash kit. So that's three things middle of June.
Nice.
So the oil change, car wash, Meguiar's car wash kit.
That's a
with
good
a bucket and all that to do. Like you could wash your whole car with it. And the two Advance Auto Part tumbler, one tumbler, one Yeti. I don't know if there's a difference in the two. I think there are. And that's like $150 worth of stuff, $200. I mean, it's expensive stuff.
That's
so
super cool.
Thank you, Advance. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. All right. So I'll just give the question one more time. In 1913, some cars really classed up their look. And I get it. It's not a detail thing. Like, there's seven of whatever it is. No, I mean, I'm going to give a lot of leeway here for folks.
Which is unusual.
It is unusual because, as you know, I just love yelling.
He's a stickler. He's a stickler.
But I'm getting soft in my old age, so I'm not going to do that.
No, you're not. You actually lost a lot of weight. I pat you on the back. I thought it was Arnold for a minute.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, Arnold.
Yeah, it's because I was short and not wearing cowboy boots. That's okay. I met him, you know, years ago.
Really?
Arnold. Yeah, yeah. He used to have this cigar-smoking tent outside the state capitol in California, and I went out there and invited in a bunch of folks, and I'm not exactly going to get tapped to be, like, one of the starting players for the Celtics, all right? I'm just saying that, all right?
Me neither.
Yeah. Well, but even you got a couple, you know, a little, you can look down on me, but
He was shorter than I was. And I thought, well, now, how really? Cool? And he was wearing cowboy boots with, like, I don't know, 9-inch heels and stuff. And,
wow. Yeah, well, you know, he's an interesting guy. He's hard not to like, even if you don't like some of the things. Yeah. Like, he's hard not to like. You just like him. One of those guys.
Yeah.
Nice so guy. Sylvester Stallone, same thing.
It's exactly. Hard,
you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
but,
right.
Yeah, so
we'll take a couple of questions real fast. A couple of answers, rather, to the trivia question. 1913, some cars really classed up their look. Why? What happened? What was it that classed them up? And then we'll talk a little bit more about this change in the maintenance schedule, Stan, because this is big stuff with gasoline prices. Now, I don't know if you noticed this morning as I was driving. I noticed that instead of putting gas prices in dollars per gallon, they're now listing the body part that you have to sell in order to buy a gallon of gas. So, like to fill up your Suburban, it's going to be both kidneys and your liver. That's how expensive gasoline is getting now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so that brings me to a real quick point.
Yeah.
So I had a couple estimates on my chimney this past week, right?
Okay.
And gas prices being what they are, I had a gentleman come out. Curtis, I told you about A-Plus Roofing is going to be a sponsor for the show that's coming up.
Oh, that's great.
But we also have a different person who's A-Plus Masonry. So Curtis came up there and fixed the chimney the same day, liner, all that stuff. Did a phenomenal job. Took pictures before and after.
Wow.
But I just have to tell you that he came up in there.
Okay.
And he still kept his price, even though gas has gone up, 50%, he stuck to his price, which we gave him a little more, right? Because I just feel like if we can, we're going to. And it was a phenomenal price, phenomenal work. I mean, the chimney looks brand new.
Oh, that's great.
And so we're very thankful. But I just want to mention Curtis out there. Curtis, if you need any masonry work, he is licensed and insured and knows what he's doing. So it's Curtis. I'm going to drop out a number. So it's A-Plus Masonry. It's 804-405-3925. I'm going to put all of these people that we're talking about today, all the sponsors that we're starting to get on the show, I'm going to put them all on Facebook this coming week.
Oh, fantastic.
On my vacation and just have people. And I'll have numbers and contacts and all that on there for everyone.
Excellent. So, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love that the show is growing as well. That's just a testament, I think, to the advice you give and the fun we have and all that good stuff.
It's growing like I have been.
Well, all right. Well, you're gonna take care of that as well, right? That's another thing, because you looked at your sister Lisa, who you can barely see when she turns sideways. Now it's unbelievable. it's true.
She's
like disappeared.
Only thing that sucks about this is her clothes. Like, she's literally having to buy new clothes. And that's really what's like. You get like a large shirt on now, and it looks like it's a quadruple X.
Yeah,
because you've lost every. You don't even look the same.
Well, but you know what's funny is that is the nicest problem to have.
Yeah, you look like you're wearing your dad's shirt and you're 8.
I used to occasionally get dressed up in my dad's clothing, but you decided you're gonna start with Weight Loss RVA and lose a couple of pounds this summer, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do that journey. I mean, I'm looking for probably 25. Any more than that, I don't want to be much below 190, 195, because I just start. You can't stay warm, and when you swing an axe or something like that, you just try to break a wrench free, and you're hanging. Everybody's laughing at you. Like, yeah, remember he used to be able to break that free. So I don't want to lose, but so much. I think 195 at 6 feet is a good number.
Okay.
So that's gonna be my goal. I'll probably get there by, I don't know, tomorrow as I start.
it's a great program.
Afraid.
It is a great program. Yeah. All right, so let's get to these answers real quick.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
That's okay. 1913, some cars really classed up their look. Why? What happened? Our friend Joey is in the fan, 833-804-1140. Joey, good morning. You're in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Morning, Joey. Don't let us down now. Do not fail us now.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going with a clear coat finish.
A clear coat finish. No, it's
good
a great
try.
Answer.
Yeah, I think
man.
They used enamel back then, which was like very shiny as it was, one part pink.
Yeah,
but
and that was good because they always had the big rollers for the cars. But that's a good answer,
Joey. We did that to my mom. We rolled my mom's car in Hull, in Massachusetts.
Stop.
She wanted it teal, and it was an old wagon with like the wood grain on the sides. And we rolled that thing, and she came out and she goes, "What did you? I kind of like it." So it was, the kids, the dad said, "Have at it." That was back when a gallon of paint was like $1.50.
Oh, that's good. And you couldn't even see. You're like, if you would have used a brush, you would have seen on the brush stroke. So that would have been terrible. All right. Yep. Chris is down in Chester. Let's see if he's got an answer here.
Let's go, Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got two, but I can only take one. So I'm going to go with turn signals.
Turn signals.
He said he had two.
He had two, yeah.
I can't do the other one. Somebody else will get it. God darn it.
All right. Well, Chris, listen, I appreciate the call. I don't know.
All right.
Now, see, what's funny on that one, I would have let him go with the second one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would have. But he's a man of honor and dignity. And somebody else would just call back with their own, you know, like change their name or something.
Yeah.
But Chris won't.
I think Adam would catch that.
Yeah,
with the
probably.
Number.
All right, 833-804-1140. 1913, some cars really classed up their look. Why? What happened? You're playing for an amazing prize pack and a whole bunch of cool stuff from Advance Auto. And what else is
certified
there?
Auto repair.
Certified auto repair, yeah. Oil change. And with the oil change, this gets us back to the maintenance thing.
Yeah.
It's a choice, right? It's...
What is in that coffee?
I don't know.
Thank you for putting a good lid on this morning, Becky and
gracious.
Debbie.
Thank you, Becky and Debbie. It's always a choice that you give people between full synthetic, a blend, mm-hmm. or the other one. Do me a favor, because we've had a bunch of... And the reason I say this, other people have said, I've heard Stan talk about these oil changes. I don't understand what he means that you have this choice. So do you mind explaining that a little bit?
I don't mind. I mean, conventional's been out for a good while.
Conventional, yeah.
Conventional motor oil. And the truth is they have... Suppliers have suggested oil, especially if you start getting into the performance cars. Corvette's like, oh, we like Mobil 1. Okay, well, you're sponsored by them. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but... The API seal on the back of that oil basically approves it for any automotive car in the world. The only difference is the weights, right? So you have certain weights now. You're down to a 0.16, a 0.20. That's just really at startup, the amount of weight it is to get through the engine quicker.
Okay.
Once it warms up, oil is the opposite. It actually will, the viscosity, the weight gets heavier, if that makes sense.
Really?
Oil. Yeah, as it gets hot.
But
the three different types, I mean, you have conventional, which is somewhat refined oil. You have... it's good. It doesn't have any dirt in it. Then you have blend, which is more refined oil with a lot of additives. Now, blend came out when they wanted high mileage stuff, like when your seals started getting hard and plasticky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They would add stuff to it to try to condition those seals and make it more pliable.
Okay.
And when seals get plastic instead of rubbery, what happens is they'll leak, right? They're not pliable anymore.
Oh, sure.
So if you can get an oil in there and start using that oil and it softens those seals up, you could prevent smoking out the back and all these leaks, gaskets leaking. Okay, but it's not like they don't throw all the hamburgers that didn't get used that day in the chili. Okay, it's not like all of this. Blend is a very good oil.
Okay.
We have cars getting way more mileage than they should. People pushing them just like blend, just like synthetic, and have very little issues. It's hard for us to tell the difference between the oil when it comes out of both of those cars. Of course, we use very good oil, but that's the truth. And when you get to synthetic, there's different tiers of synthetic, right? But most synthetic, there's one tier that's fully synthetic that is not still oil. And so it's tier five, I think, is what it is, four or five. And all that means to you is even though it says fully synthetic, it's still super ultra refined oil.
Interesting.
Yeah, do your research. You'd be surprised. There's one class that's all man-made.
Wow.
Synthetic, super expensive.
Wow.
And
so, I mean, now that we're talking, look, we've been talking about maintenance, and we always talk about maintenance. And as you said, a few years back, a dollar in preventative maintenance would save you between $3 and $5 in repair. Now, with the shortage of parts and the cost of everything, a dollar or two in preventative maintenance is probably saving you $8, $10 on the repair end. Would I be better off as a customer? Say, yep, I want tier five synthetic oil because that's going to be that's just the best thing ever.
So, all right, here's the thing too.
Yeah,
the more performance the cars get, the more they want synthetic, and the more that they recommend, you know, these 10,000 mile oil changes, which I do not agree with,
right,
for a number of reasons. If you've listened to the show, you know, but. The synthetics, they can we allow the synthetics to go longer because they truly do hold up better over time, right?
Okay.
So the demand that they're putting these oils under, there's nothing wrong with using synthetic for the most part. I'm not a big fan of it in older cars. I think that the older gaskets were not good enough to hold the thinner oils. There's also some other things about synthetics. Once they get into your combustion chamber, if you do have an older car, it doesn't combust very good like regular oil does, so you could actually have like a misfire. These things happen.
Jeez.
But this is all stuff we can educate you on, right? You don't need to know all of that. This is just interesting for people that might be wondering, you know, how complicated can oil be. It can be super complicated. I mean, oil, petroleum's in a lot of things, and so that's just, you know, that's how we suggest different mileages. But the biggest thing about this whole maintenance is to find a place that can keep up with that for you.
Absolutely.
You know, or at least guide you on what's due next and
that's
recommend
right.
these things.
That's
and
right.
Because you don't want to miss them.
That's right.
These days, people are keeping their cars. We've never seen cars worth this much.
That's right.
Ever in the history of the country has, or the world, really, have cars been worth this much. So to keep them, like most people mm-hmm. are, you have to maintain them. And you need a shop that knows, believes in maintenance, and can yep. show you. Because I will put my cars that have been out there 400,000 or 500,000 miles against anybody else's and yep. say, how many cars you have come by your shop that are 450,000, 500,000 miles on them?
That's right.
Because we have plenty.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I always urge people, visit Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Monday morning, you call, you hear an issue this morning, particularly with oil changes and the value of oil changes and BG. My gosh, I've been there for some of these BG demonstrations. It just blows my mind to see what BG is able to do and keep your car on the road and these extra guarantees, warranties that they've got that will keep you out there forever and a day, it seems like.
Yeah.
You're going to
love
them.
It's just smart, right?
Yeah.
It's smart. We talk about Certified being fair, ethical, and honest company, right?
That's right.
Same thing, A-plus roofing. Why did I ask Billy to come up? Because they're the same family-owned,
yep.
same ethics, morals that we have, and it's hard not to want to be part and at least say, hey, can I mention you on the show? Can I talk about the eraser space you're getting ready
sure,
to do in my house?
Sure.
Can I talk about how much of a genius he really is
yeah.
and
oh,
a man
yeah.
of God and all that? So I want people to know about that.
Absolutely.
We want to be part of that as the community.
Absolutely. And so Monday, you reach out to Robbie over at Certified, 804-553. Oh, yeah. I always forget that. I'm sorry, Chris. 804-553-9777. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got like 60 seconds. We're already over, so we're going to take 60
sorry,
seconds.
My fault.
No, that's okay. We're going to blow through some folks who are trying to answer this trivia question. Now, I thought it was actually, well, I don't know what I thought.
They're 1913,
some cars really classed up their look. Why? What happened? And we're playing for some great prizes. Mike is in Richmond. Mike, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, is it Chrome?
Chrome!
Ooh. That was my guess, Mike. That was awesome. That was
I'll
my
tell
guess,
you,
Chrome.
That's a great guess.
That's about, I think that's the time it started.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Love
Richard
that guess.
Is down in Chester. Richard, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I think they started adding glass to the car.
Oh! Look
and
at that.
That was a pain in... That's correct. No,
pain in the glass.
No.
That is a pain in the glass. What a great...
I love it.
That's
a great answer. In 1913...
Added glass by adding glass. Come
some
on.
Cars.
Love it.
Some cars. Not all cars. Some cars really classed up their look. Why? What happened? Aaron is out in New Kent. Aaron, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
What's up, Aaron?
Good morning. My guess is that they started having enclosed cabin.
Ooh, good guess.
Man.
Do you want to say it?
What?
Wrong.
Yeah. No, because I love the guesses.
They're great guesses.
Like, I'm not even thinking about any of this
yeah.
stuff, and it all could be.
It all could be. It's all wrong, though. Ron is in Chesterfield. Ron, you're in the garage with St. Andruski.
What a wrong.
Ron?
Ronnie Bobby Ricky.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
You are
yeah,
there.
The rearview mirrors.
Rearview mirrors. No.
Man, keep them coming.
Yeah. Rob's in Chesterfield. Hey, Rob, you're in the garage with Stan Andruski.
How about fenders?
How about them fenders?
Wrong.
All right. Let me see if I can make this a little bit easier. In 1913, some cars really classed up their look. And I'm going to say this. The cars that really classed up their look in 1913 are cars that Stan Andruski loves.
Ha!
Ha!
If you listen, you know.
Yes.
It's not a Ford. It's not a Dodge.
Robbie would not like what happens. All right. 833-804-1140. You are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime.
And Jeff.
You know it's me when I come
and
your
Jeff
town.
Carr.
Oh, my
Carr
gosh.
Radio once over guy. Thank goodness the mics weren't on for that break. Y'all
all
should
right.
have heard some of the discussions.
You are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Behind the scenes.
Saturday morning, this is where you're going to find yourself. Now, a lot of people are going to be out on the road today, and let's face it, we've got high temperatures once again today, 95, 98. It's going to be
And keep
today.
In mind, like Robbie did text me like the question about the cars. Don't forget, when you're 80%, 90% humidity, and it's 100 degrees outside, your car's not going to blow 30 degrees.
That's right.
I mean, you could, if you go down a road and you're going down a highway, you could get some really good cold. But just driving around town, it's, you know, you, all you're doing is displacing the moisture out of your car, and there's only so much it can do.
Right.
All right, so just keep that in mind. Like, we got a lot of cars that came in last week, absolutely nothing wrong with their AC.
Oh, really?
Just the heat. I mean, we looked at everything top to bottom, you know, checked everything.
Yep.
Got all the moisture out, tried to do everything we could, and it was just this. Nothing wrong with them.
And so, you paid attention to the Schrader valves on them, did you?
You have to, because that's where you check the pressures. But great call, Jeff. I'm surprised.
Thank you.
See your knowledge. A couple years ago, you didn't know a Schrader valve from a bowling ball. And now, look at you.
I can tell the difference you between a Schrader valve
and a bowling ball. When people's AC isn't working in the morning.
That's right.
Or in the afternoon, drive in the morning.
Drive in the morning.
Well, my car makes a clunking noise on Tuesdays. Don't drive it on Tuesdays.
There you go. Listen, I am here to help, sir. I have developed a
priceless
breadth of knowledge related to automobiles. That's just, it's like you no one else's.
You're right about that.
Right?
Yeah.
If Robbie and Chris had the same level of knowledge that I do, they'd be unemployed because they're service advisors and they need to know what the heck they're talking about. And
I love those two.
All right.
Love those guys.
So I'll tell you what, we got a lot of people want to try and guess this trivia question. Now, I don't want to hang on to it until next week because
we might have to let it go and just say, tell it.
Yeah,
and then
we might have
carry
to.
The prizes over because all people always beat us up about not giving the answer.
I know.
I was listening and we never got the answer. So,
All right. All right. So, again, 1913, some cars really classed up their act, and these are cars that Stan has come to love.
Yes, they classed up their glass.
Jim is in Goochland. Jim, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, let's see. I would think running boards.
Running boards.
Running boards. That'd be. Yeah. I think some of those old cars had little running boards.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. All right. Answer. A good answer, rather. Dan is in Yorktown. Dan.
Yorktown.
Yes, Jeff. Pardon the pun, but knowing the ham you are at times, I'm going to say they added radios.
No, sir.
Wrong.
But I
and he didn't even mention Stan. He just said Jeff.
Oh, he didn't even know you were here, apparently.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right. You're
right.
In the garage.
I'm seen
with
right through.
Stan Andruski.
And Jeff. But sometimes I'm walking around with him and I don't even get seen. I just get looked right past.
Stop it.
The governor looked right past me. Jeff Katz.
John, you are in the garage with Stan Andruski and only Stan Andruski. Good morning, John.
And Adam and Jeff.
Morning. Good morning, guys. I think I have a good one here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the wire spoke wheels on the passenger fender on a Duesenberg.
Ooh. So close.
Duesenberg.
George is in Rochester.
What did he call us?
Rochester. Good morning, George.
Is it Rochester, Virginia? Or is this
I don't
New
know.
York?
George, where is Rochester?
Good morning.
Wait a minute, George. Where is Rochester?
New York.
You're listening.
I'm in Rockville.
In Rockville.
Rockville.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, he's right about both. Good job, Adam. We're from Rockville.
All
That's
right.
where the great one lives.
George, what is your
All
answer?
All right, Stan and Jeff.
Thank you.
What about white wall tires?
Ooh.
No, Ooh. Because again, those you could have white wall tires.
On any car.
On any car, even a car that Robbie would like.
Yes.
So but here you... is the big clue. These are cars that Stan likes.
Chevys.
And obviously Robbie doesn't. What did they do in 1913 to those cars? Chris is on 295.
The hood ornament.
Well, already
had
that. But it is a good guess.
It is a good guess. Do I give the answer so we can do some cartoons?
Yeah, and we'll keep the prize over to
What happened in 1913, my friends, is that the bow tie became the official emblem of
Chevy.
Chevrolet.
Bow tie.
That's what happened.
That's
by
what
the
little
way,
crosses. It's also it's a Jesus bow tie too, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think whenever you have a cross, it represents God. So.
Oh,
because Chevy's just that good. I don't see any kind of. I see a blue oval on. What does that have to do with God? Or thank? See?
Oh my God.
Chevy's
gosh.
Better.
Wow.
No matter.
All right. Well,
all you Christians, you need to be driving Chevys. I'll pray for you.
The co-founder of Chevrolet, William Durant, came back from Paris where he had seen that little emblem on wallpaper and he made it the official emblem on all Chevy.
I mean,
cars.
Another amazing story for an amazing car brand.
Yeah. And that, you know, the other, you remember who the other co-founder and co-owner of Chevrolet was?
Bow tie.
No, Louis Chevrolet was the guy's name.
That's where he came from. No, I thought you were.
Yeah. All right, let's see if you get this cartoon, shall we? Cartoon number one.
I don't know if he was ready. He wasn't ready.
Cartoon number one, Adam.
I think he's working on his show.
No, that's not even close.
I think that that was...
Adam?
Adam, are you feeling okay?
No.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more. No more, Jack. Jack.
Okay, well, that's...
Jeff's confused. I got it right, though. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, Jack.
It's a wonderful tune. It's
boom.
Not actually in our list of
cartoons. 1-0.
But, all right,
he's looking for a reason not to give it to me.
No,
1-0.
I am going
to
give it to you because the Celtics lost, and we both feel bad about that, and there you go. All right, listen, we're out of time. So,
what? I got one cartoon?
You got one? Well, because the cartoons that you're supposed to have are apparently missing in action, so this is it. All right, that's it.
Love you, Virginia.
Week, you go and you see Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, Lakeside section of Henrico. Call Robbie or Chris, 804-553-9777. Have a fantastic week. God willing, we'll get the chance to do it all over again on Saturday morning.
Yes.
In the garage.
Love you, Virginia.
With Stan Andruski.
Sure do appreciate you dropping by. Remember, if it rains, your lights go on with your wipers. Always use your turn signals. Don't forget to buckle up, too, okay? You got to be safe so we can see you next Saturday, right? In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.